Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, where you are. We hope that you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh. We're thankful that you decided to join us today. We'll jump right into it today, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He is my podcast crime. Reds, what's going on? King, Big Daddy, Pimp Hustler, Stack Money Pimping.
Damn. Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's new with you, man?
Man, up until like I walk around, man, without a mask, it's I'm just trying to stay COVID free, brother. Just trying to stay COVID free.
I feel you, man. And yeah, you know, had some unfortunate news about a friend of ours. That was sad, man.
Shit woke me up last night, bro. For real. It had me shook for a minute.
But man, around the house, man, I'm trying to do some shit I usually don't do, like paint. And so I'm trying to submit to that. And, you know, submission is like a commitment to something or whatever. So it's going to be a task for me, man. So I get through it.
Well, speaking of submission, man, that's actually the topic of today's show, man. Should women submit to men when they're in a relationship? You know, what the fuck you want to call it, relationship? And this topic came about, man, because it's not by any means a new topic in terms of its value and how people, you know, internalize it and what they believe, you know, in regards to it. But it came up and I saw an Instagram post, man, on my personal page, man. And, you know, it just got me wondering, like, why are women even entertaining this conversation? You know, I'm thinking, you know, this shit is a really played out conversation, yet we're going to have it here. But just to kind of, in my eyes, just kind of from my particular perspective, I just want to dead that shit, you know, as far as, you know, give women, you know, some perspectives, you know, some manly perspectives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just kind of go from there, because I really think that it's a conversation that if you're single, you probably shouldn't even really be thinking about. And this particular person, I mean, she posts shit all the time about her being single and not having a husband, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking, like, why the fuck are you even worried about that? And I'll get into my thought process about why are you even thinking about that as go along. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on it, man?
Man, it's a deep topic, man, and it really is subjective, right? So, I know with me, when I hear about submission, or I think about submission to from a woman to a man or to their significant other, it's about revealing yourself. I think of it like submitting an application for an employment, right? Or for a loan. You're stripping yourself down. It's like humility in a sense. You're humbling yourself. You're giving your, using a scenario, you're giving your social security number, your address, your income status, you know, very private and personal information, and you're submitting it for someone's review, approval, or acceptance. And once they decide, right, then you can, as the applicant in this scenario, receive that offer, right? So you have a choice to that offer. And once you're in the door, you can be yourself. You have a role to play, right, on this team. Right. And so just, you know, I try to break stuff down and like, you know, using analogies. And that's the first thing I thought about when you brought up the submission thing. I was like, you're not lesser than, right? You're just putting yourself in position to reveal some things and be in your truth so that you can be a part of a bigger team. And then once you're on that team, you just play a role, you side by side. It usually falls into an adjective of subservient. I think women think, oh, I ain't being submissive. And I don't know these young girls nowadays, but you know, women, I think women around our age are sort of on the cusp of understanding that, because, you know, our elders have a whole different definition of what submission is, and they show it.
Right.
Or have known it through right. their long marriages. Usually you see with older couples nowadays, you see shorter length marriages and relationships. So that submission, you know, women's independence, you know, tend to, I think, break up with submitting. I don't need a man. I ain't submitting to a man.
Right.
That's not really, he doesn't own you. Right. You know, it's certain things you have to do. So that's my synopsis, man. So I'm sure you got some things on your mind, especially from the post that you can share.
Let me just break it down like this, because what really, really, really fucked up my brain about this is the method in which this type of thinking is passed down. I honestly feel like that it's part of an indoctrination process that we've gone through that has really fucked the game up. If you think about it, you know, you talk about using analogies. You talk about using analogies.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the chessboard. What's the most powerful piece on the board?
Queen.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, knowing that, let's just say, turning that into practical application in terms of relationships. If a woman doesn't want to sleep with you, what you gonna do? You ain't gonna get no ass. Exactly. You know, if a woman doesn't choose you, like you like to say, if a woman doesn't choose you,
yeah,
to be in a particular relationship or a particular situation, whatever that situation may be, what are you gonna do?
Calling ass, man. Nothing.
But do you understand what I'm getting at? So
yeah.
I think the delivery of these social norms and these pastimes that are archaic and based upon, you know, pseudo religious constructs.
Yeah.
You got to think about where you get this shit from. I'm talking to women. You got to think about where you get this shit from.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, are you conducting your life based on, you know, some type of religious belief to where you automatically think that you fall into this, that your intrinsic value is based on what a book says? Is that what we talk about? You know what I'm saying? Is that where you get your strength from? Is that where you get your worth from? I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Because you flip that into a modern day societal a societal construct, meaning the way that we live today.
Right. Yeah.
Black women, I can only talk about black women because I don't know shit about white women. Black women are the most educated segment of people in this country. Black women are running fucking 100 yard dashes, 400 meter relays and fucking high heels and making this shit look good. That is another analogy of how our women are actually doing within society. But yet there's a question still out there of whether or not you should submit to your significant other, your husband, or whatever the case may be. This shit is asinine to me. It's fucking asinine. Because relationships, if you talk about present day societal view, the bottom line is respect. The bottom line is having an analytical viewpoint that understands or that shines a light on, or in your case, you know, reveals what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what your partner's strengths are, what your partner's weaknesses are.
Yeah.
That's what relationships are about. It's about give and take. It's not about, oh, I'm the man.
Right.
You know, you're gonna do what I say. You know, I'm the head of the household, da 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 da. And you know, different strokes for different folks, because a lot of shit works
based on
people working together and saying, okay, yeah, my husband does this, and this.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. He likes the fact that I do this, and this. And I'm comfortable with that. So that's how we work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not trying to tell people that to do something that doesn't work for your particular situation. My whole point is talking about the submission shit. And I got more, but I'm gonna let you jump in. It seemed like you want to say something. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you hit some key words there, and I think it's more therapeutic for people. Because what you're doing, you're laying out somewhat of a framework for how to. I guess you're assuming that a woman has it all together first, right? That is
primary, because my whole thing is this: is if you're single, which this particular person was, because she lets everybody know on social media that she's single, doesn't have a husband, can't find a husband, can't find a man, and that's fine. What I mean, I'm not here to pass judgment as to why. That's just the situation that she presents. That's public knowledge. My whole thing is if you're single, you should be trying to do you. You should be trying to do the best you that you can do. Because, you know, my philosophy, and I even said this, it's, you know, on the post, is saying, you know, just keep doing you and somebody eventually is going to feel that shit. And when you find somebody that's feeling you for you, then you can work with each other with a mutual respect in mind to lay the framework as to how your relationship operates. This shit's like a fucking business, man. You got to have standard operating procedure. You have to have contingency plans just in case those standard operating procedures don't work. You got to have an exit plan if none of those things. This shit is like a business. So,
yeah, it is.
You know, my message to, you know, to women, especially single women, is if you don't even have a man, the fuck are you even talking about? What are you even asking for? It's like, go out there and take advantage of the opportunity that is being presented to black women at this particular point. You know, it's like black women are running shit right now. It's a whole lot of shit out there that can be done. A whole lot of money to be made. A whole lot of accolades to be collected. Go out there and do you. You know, start that business and, you know, do the things that you want to do. You know, if you work, you know, go harder at work and try to get the promotions that you want to do. Do the things that fortify and edify yourself on the inside so you can be prepared to share some of that with the person that you do meet. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you should be bowing down to anybody. Because let me tell you something, because this is the one of the things that really pissed me off about this. And I've said this before on a lot of other shows that we've talked about, when we talked about the Me Too shit, you know, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, whatever. A lot of times, some of us, you know, I'm talking about black men, are only worried about getting away with the same type of shit the white man get away with. Are those the type of motherfuckers you want to submit to? You know what I'm saying? I mean, as a man, the reason why we get chose is because we have to show ourselves worthy of being chosen. It's not the other way around.
Right.
It's not, and see, that's where women get the shit twisted. It is not the other way around. Men have to show themselves worthy enough to be chosen as a mate.
That's exactly.
And if that woman chooses to, like you said, reveal herself to the point to where she says, these are my weaknesses, this is what I expect for you, you know, to hold up, because I'm weak in these areas. And the man should be man enough to say, look, I can definitely get that, but this is where I'm weak at, and this is where I need you, you know, to compliment me. That's not submission. That's a working relationship.
But you know what the problem is with that, though, or the challenge is controlling your emotions. Really, because it becomes an emotional thing. And I can't speak on behalf of women on how to control your emotions or whatever, but I've been around enough women or relationships in my life to have some opinion to it. But I think that's the conflict, bro, is once they get to that stage, again, it's like you're painting a picture of a good picture of how a woman maybe should matriculate, right? But, or develop. But I think the first thing that's going to hit probably for men, for the man and the woman, is that emotional piece. And once she decides that, you know, maybe she doesn't know how to choose, right? And that's the problem. They may choose the wrong mate, the wrong person, because
we do that, you know, too, though.
Physical activity, right? Some physical activity went down, yeah. You know?
And my batting average isn't really that high as men, bro. I can tell you that shit.
Yeah.
You know, we look at the wrong shit, but my bad, man. Go ahead, finish your point.
No, that was the thought there. Yeah. But it goes back what you say, that the chess game. The queen has to realize who she is on the board, right. And that comes with confidence. That comes with, you know, a self pride or whatever, and just knowing that, you know, from the accolades that you said the women, black women have in this, you know, in this country, really in the world, is I'm really the shit. This shit is really my turf. Really? Let me share my turf with you.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and I'm going to be the alpha male. You know, we had a show about alpha male, but I'm going to be the alpha male once I get in here. But I got to get on your turf, sister.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's you got to get chose, bro. You got to get chose. And my whole thing is this, man, just from a personal perspective, man, I don't want a woman that is quote unquote submissive. I want a woman that has a working knowledge of how relationships should work. You know, I don't want somebody to come and just have a wheelbarrow full of dumb shit and just dump on me and say, you know, this is me, boom, deal with it. You the man.
Yeah.
And ain't the kind of shit that I want, man. It's like, I don't want to have to deal with somebody that is, let me put this in the right way. I don't want to deal with somebody that doesn't necessarily have their shit together from an emotional standpoint. You have to be emotionally intelligent. You have to know what drives the way that you feel. It's okay to have baggage. We all got a little bit. But you got to know why you got it.
Yeah.
So that way, along the way, there may be some experience that I can share, or maybe I know somebody that can help you to talk through that shit. Because, you know, nobody's flawless. You see what I'm saying? So having baggage is not an exclusive club. We all got that shit. Yeah. But I don't want to deal with somebody that's going to project that bullshit on me. I don't want to deal with somebody that doesn't know how to keep that shit in check when, you know, there's intense discussions that need to take place, because that's all part of a relationship. If any motherfucker out here is telling somebody that, you know, relationships are just smooth sailing, you just, you know, diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene, that shit's not a motherfucking relationship. You know what I'm saying? Nah. So, and likewise, man, I don't want to be in a situation where I'm the absolute power authority. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you're never challenged, you never grow. Why want to be with somebody that's just going to let me just do whatever the fuck I want to do? Unless I'm just a weak motherfucker. That is, flashback to the other show, that is not alpha male behavior.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, why would I want to be with somebody that's going to just, I don't know everything. I don't make all the best decisions. I don't make the perfect play, the perfect pass every time. You know, sometimes I need to get a ball up. You know what I'm saying? Because you open, you going to shoot.
Right.
It's just like, sometimes I got two people on me. Maybe I'm triple team and you wide open. I'm passing that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want somebody that can't dribble, can't shoot, and doesn't know how to, you know, go strong to the hole and maybe get us a free throw. I don't want that type of partner. I need a partner that is set on achieving great things, that uses setbacks as learning opportunities, that has some type of vision. And if they don't, they can at least embrace the one that I have and maybe offer experiences that can round that out. You know, I mean, it's like one hand washes the other, man. Nobody.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I said, the submission shit is so fucking silly to me. It's silly because if you're getting this shit from the Bible, you're a dumbass. At this point, I hate to say it, but you're a dumbass. That is not, it's not practical to apply in the 21st century. This shit is just, it just doesn't work. And men on the whole, and I hate to say this shit, but men on the whole cannot be fucking trusted with that. It can't be trusted with that type of motherfucking power. We are victims of the system of white supremacy.
Right.
We have not brought forth the type of care and the type of and the type of protection and the type of leadership to our community as a whole. I'm not saying that there's aren't standouts here and there, but as a whole, we haven't brought that shit to our community enough to be worthy of being submitted to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we get successful. You know, we do the things that we do, and we take that wealth and we take that knowledge, and we go to other communities to pick mates. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We do all those things that leave Black women behind. That we don't bring them with us when we get successful. We bring other people into our community and convolute it.
Yeah.
And water it down. We don't preserve it. That's our responsibility. If you talk about being a leader, you know, if we did that at least nine out of 10 times, then yeah, let's talk some submission. But at this particular point, I mean, Black women don't have anything as a whole that is worthy of submission. So ladies, if you're single out there, get that fucking shit off your mind. Get that shit out of your mind. See, it's a fucking frivolous conversation. Work on you. Do you? Somebody's gonna feel that shit.
Yeah, that was a great summary, man. It really was, because it sounded like you've been reading some Neely Fuller a little bit, because that's how he sort of describes the Black man and the Black woman as that we are victims in the same system, but as care unit partners or whatever. He's very particular with calling things family or husband and wife or what have you, because he says that we haven't really, earned. I just use the word earn.
Yeah,
haven't earned that husbandry to the point to where I'm so ahead of you and you're so submissive to me. Right, we're in the same system. We're on the same team, trying to reach the same goal. And he says that in a very, very peculiar way in his book. But I think you hit a lot of the points, man. I agree with Base Guy. And again, it's a very subjective definition for everybody. Whatever works for two people. And then when you bring up, I think from historically speaking, when you talk about man-woman relationships, there are external groups. There are other groups outside of melanated people where this attitude or beatitude has been adopted to where you can see in certain cultures, Roman, Greek, where the woman is, even in sculpture, is depicted as being submissive. But right. In Africa, you know, in ancient times, the woman is always beside the man. Knowing that the man is still king, the woman is still queen, they have their roles, but she's right there beside them, and they have a family unit. So it's the symbol, you know, if you even take it from a historical perspective, it's culturally speaking, it's sort of made its way to what you have called the social construct of today. And we said on other shows how you can't really adopt certain methods of even 50, 60 years ago when we had a show talking about, marching and voting and things, use different methods. You know, we have to, you know, bring forth something that is current and something that works today. And like I said, I can't speak for the young crowd specifically, you know, 23 years old, you know, like you say, I mean, the earth is your turf.
That's what I'm saying. You got the word at your feet. But, you know, it's, you know, one last thing that I want to say, man, is because, you know, it really, you know, you can't stop what people put on social media or whatever, man. But it really just burns me up when I see all these black women out here posting about, I ain't got no man, I ain't got no husband, I can't find no husband, I can't find no man. That shit just burns me up because honestly, man, I mean, there's normally reasons why, you know, and, you know, they can see our other show as to, you know, what makes women attractive, and then they can, you know, maybe kind of look in the mirror. You know, it's not a diss. It's just, you know, what we observe and you know, and some of our personal beliefs. But
yeah,
really, what really gets to me is that, you know, you can tell a lot by, let me back up and say a lot of stuff is lost in translation in terms of social media and text and things like that, what people post. But normally, if you don't feel something, you don't necessarily post. I'm not just reposting shit because it's something that I don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? It's something normally that strikes me in a certain way, or, you know, or is beneficial to some other endeavor that I'm in. But that being said, I figure that if a woman reposts something or posts something, then it's something that has touched her in some type of way. So with that being said, you know, when you put out there that, you know, nobody wants me, or, you know, I'm gonna be single forever, you know, I ain't gonna do nothing on Valentine's Day because I ain't got no man.
Right.
All the shit that, you know, that we had to look at all February, you know, that's energy that you put out there.
Right. I was gonna use the word.
That's palatable energy for somebody else that is reading that or, you know, seeing your video or whatever. That's palatable energy that you're putting out there. And there may be a reason why you haven't found somebody that's willing to deal with that shit, because introspectively thinking, ladies, if you think about it, and you know, men too. I mean, I just don't want to, because, you know, I'm not a man versus woman dude. That's not my silo at all. So, but introspectively thinking, from a man's perspective, when I see shit like that, what I think is like, this chick is looking for somebody or somewhere to dump her shit. To dump her loneliness. She's gotten so lonely that she can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
That, you know, that loneliness has penetrated her spirit so much that there's nothing else productive that she can do except post about how lonely she is.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's true, it's a shame, and I hate it for you, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
You see, that's what it looks like. And I feel like that our women are a lot better than that. There's so much more that they already do contribute. And there's so many different things going on that women can attach themselves to, as you know, as a sisterhood for the greater good of our community, than to worry about whether or not you want to be up under some motherfucking man or not.
Yeah,
you know, there's a time and place for everything, but
yeah,
it just bugs me. It's like, you know, you want the selfie, you don't want the bigger picture. You want a motherfucker you can lay up under and dump all your emotional loneliness on, and not do anything else.
Yeah. It's vulnerability, and you attract what you put out. So all that negative energy, you know, and vibes, that's what you're going to attract. And then here comes the wrong dude is looking for that weakness.
Looking for that weakness.
Like, don't take advantage. Like, oh, here we go. She already told me she, you know, she's vulnerable. Let me trial on that and see. Right. And then
let me say everything I need to say to shore that up in her mind. Like, oh, this is the one.
Right. Then men ain't shit when she finds out that, you know. So it takes some work.
We will exploit a motherfucking vulnerability or weakness in a minute. And that's just some shit that women need to understand. If you fucking lonely, keep that shit to yourself, man. Shit to yourself. I mean, just do yourself a favor. Women, if you are lonely, do yourself a fucking favor and keep that shit to yourself. If you are in search of a man or need a man, or you know, so unhappy because you don't have a man, do yourself a favor and keep that bullshit to yourself, because you're going to end up getting played. That's just how it is. You're going to get played before you find Mr. Right. That's just the odds, because there's more of us, you know, out here looking for y'all than it is y'all looking for us.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, the ratio to women is higher, but there's more of us out there looking to run that game.
Right. And I think a real dude who's in that position to sort of be searching for that queen, he'll know organically if she's lonely, right? Her loneliness will show through maybe how she operates, her disposition, whatever. So you don't advertise the shit. Just he'll figure that shit out.
And let me tell you, bro. And we're gonna wrap it up with a second, man. But I will. And this is what the kids say now. Oh God. Mm-hmm. Some of the most successful and happy women I know don't have a fucking man in sight.
Mm.
Some of the even happier women I know run men like men run women. Mm. And they happy as hell. They're happy as hell not to be fucking bothered with the shit that a relationship actually brings, because it's work. You know what I'm saying? And I'm all for women going out getting, you know, go out and get it how you live. If that's how you do it, go out and fucking do it, you know? But you got to understand that that's the relationship doesn't fucking define you. Having a man doesn't make you any better of a woman.
Right.
Having a man doesn't wash away all the fucking insecurity that you have. Having a man doesn't make you lose 100 pounds if you're insecure about that. It doesn't shrink your nose if you're insecure about that. It doesn't shrink your lips. You still got to be the same motherfucker, is what I'm saying. So adding a man or a woman to the mix doesn't make any of that shit go away. So you got to have all that shit done, packed up and ready to go to be involved in any type of situation that you're getting into. You can't be trying to solve an issue before you bring somebody else into the fold. Yeah. So if you want to go out there and you want to have 3 or 4 dudes, fine, have at it. Because I guarantee you that the dude that's coming to you, that's playing on your vulnerability, he has 4 or 5 different women. So...
Right.
I mean, you might as well, like I said, get it how you live, man. But put that bullshit out there on Facebook and Instagram and all these other places and shit. You just look desperate, lonely, and it's not fucking attractive. It's not attractive at all. So
let me ask you real quick. Do you personally respond to those posts, like in the comments? Or at least on the one that you talk about, did you respond? Well,
this particular person, man, I know her.
Oh, okay.
And so... You know, I just asked, you know, I just put out there, I was like, this conversation is so played out.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, why are you trying to adopt some archaic social norms that aren't really applicable to the society that we live in? And that's why I was saying that women have to think about how they get, if you're trying to have the conversation with another person about submission, you have to think about, where do I get this belief? Where do I get these ideals? Why am I thinking this way? And because at the end of our back and forth, I said, I guess the answer is, why are you even worried about it? Especially if you're single. And I'm thinking, like, where are you getting this from? Where are you really getting it from? If you figure that out, then you'll understand whether or not if that's even a viable question for you. You know, I mean, and I'm not knocking anybody's religion and shit like that, but a lot of this shit, like I said, it's passed down through religion, you know, via some, you know, indoctrination type of process. You know, it's like, you know, your mama went to church 3 times a week. Your grandmama went to church 3 times a week. You know, your great grandmother went to church 5 times a week. And there's a lot of this shit is passed down and it's just absorbed that way, because that's just the way it is. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily good just because that's the way it is. So, you know, that was one of my points as to say, where are you really getting this shit from? And why are you even thinking about it? If you're single, you need to be the best single.
Yeah.
We're going to be in the best single. You know
what I'm saying? Right.
Somebody going to feel it. I'm telling you, man. I'll be, you know, I can't tell you, man, how many times I'm just out here just doing me and I get approached just because I'm me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I ain't looking for shit. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, women need to do the exact same thing. Do you very well. Continue to do you. Run laps around these motherfuckers doing you. You know what I'm saying? High step in that motherfucker while you walk, while you running laps around him and shit. You know, but just continue to do you, and somebody's gonna feel that shit. Stay the fuck off social media with that dumb shit.
There it is, man.
It is, man. So, hey, just want to let everybody know, man, that in addition to Apple Podcasts, we are on Google Play, we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, Podbean. The RSS feed is public, so people jack it and they post it everywhere, which is a good thing. It's getting us a little bit more visibility, man. You know, we got some more hot content coming to you on YouTube now. Hope everybody's subscribing to the channel. If not, you a buster. Subscribe to the channel. We're going to be putting some shit up on Facebook, Instagram, things like that as soon as I get my flow down and getting all this content out, man. We got tons of shit that's going to be coming out. And hope you guys are enjoying it so far, man. So, Reg, you got anything else?
Nah, that's it, man. Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
All right, brother. We'll see you on the back end, man.
All right. Peace, bro.
Peace.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass justice has the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.